Is there a difference between humans non-physical and aliens non-physical?
No. Yes. Well, yes. You're assuming that aliens have a non-physical.
That's right. Okay, she says aliens, meaning not Mexicans. Aliens, i.e. humans.
Oh, you meant resident. You meant resident aliens.
Yeah, that's right, resident.
Oh, well, we're going to have to do a whole session on what an alien is so we can get that cleaned up right quick.
Okay, good.
Good, Bob.
Yeah. She says aliens, i.e. humanoids, Pleiadians, Syrians, reptilians, etc. She's saying, do those have a non-physical?
No.
Why don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they have a source of power, but most of their power is all connected, and it all comes from, like with the Lemurians,
yeah.
Lizard people, they're all connected like the beast, like the lizards of the planet, okay? They have a power, but their power is only connected from their species. So to say that they have a non-physical like you have a non-physical is a misnomer, because they're doing it on a group level. The Lemurians work as a group level, where individual human creators come into their power is an individual power. See, when you are a god, then you are God unto yourself, which is what Jesus said for you to do. That's why Jesus is supposed to come back to get his bride. And Jesus was not a pedophile. He's not coming, and he also isn't coming back for a whore of Babylon. He wants a mature God to come back for, which he called the church. Well, of course, minus the dogma of that whole dynamic, it's becoming a place of you coming into your power.
Yes.
When you come into your power, then you are worthy. And when you are worthy, then you decide how you want your realm to be. And when you decide how you want your realm to be, and your realm gets what you call screwed up, or when the fit hits the shan, you were the one throwing the fit, and you were the one spinning the shan.
Amen.
Okay, listen, here's what it is. The nature is non-physical. Our Lemurians are not non-physical.
Right.
But we encounter them, but they're not human, and human is more powerful than any alien we're going to meet.
And angel.
Any angel. So I'm getting this idea, James, that the idea that the church taught that we humans are the center of the universe and nothing else, the sun is not the center, you know, all that projection that Galileo and that brought in and Copernicus, the church was correct on this superficial level. They were correct to say we are the center of the universe. That's pretty shocking for any scientist who believes in evolution and the regular cosmos that they project out there is more significant than us.
Believes in evolution, but they don't even know what evolution is. They talk about evolutionary strands and how we evolved and all that kind of stuff. Fine. Then turn somebody back into an amoeba, and then you'll have our undivided attention. But otherwise, we'll just leave them and what they think about that whole process out there in the outer kingdom, Earl.